We start our trends roundup by looking at r/Kimmy, where the overwhelming sentiment is frustration over rapidly increasing usage consumption. Users are reporting that the newer Kimmy 2.7 model burns through weekly limits much faster than previous versions, leading some subscribers to outright cancellation because the value proposition no longer matches the operational cost. The conversation centers on whether this dramatic increase in token use is due to genuine infrastructure problems, potential model issues like an always-thinking flag, or simply increased corporate greed. Across various threads, users are debating if they should stick with older models or jump ship entirely to alternatives like MiniMax and DeepSeek for their core workflows. Moving into the enterprise space on r/Microsoft 365 Copilot, complexity and cost structure are the key takeaways. The announcement of Copilot Cowork has caused considerable discussion regarding variable usage costs, complicating budgeting for many departments. Enterprise users are also deeply engaged in comparing the strategic deployment of AI across platforms, weighing Microsoft's native Copilot against Claude Enterprise. While one user noted that Copilot's integration with SharePoint makes it excellent for tapping into deep domain knowledge, another countered that advanced automation and superior connections often lean toward dedicated platforms like Claude. Turning to creative platforms on r/Midjourney, the community activity remains focused on sheer aesthetic quality. The top posts highlight incredible achievements in detailed prompt writing, particularly when mimicking classical art forms or complex fictional worlds, demonstrating the high bar for imaginative prompting techniques. Finally, the highly technical world of automation and integration on r/N8N is generating some fantastic deep dives into AI architecture. There's great interest in using AI vision to replace manual design work, such as creating apparel mockups from simple images. For those building complex internal systems, the focus shifts to how to best generate workflows using LLMs. The consensus advice was clear: model choice matters less than prompt engineering. Successful results require highly structured, multi-step prompts that guide the AI through extracting requirements first, then designing a flow, and finally generating clean JSON output, all while explicitly defining technical parameters like version numbers to prevent system failures. Another persistent technical challenge being debated is how best to manage memory persistence for AI agents across multiple operational sessions.